There are a lot of new movies out now. Here's our regular Friday digest of what critics think about them from the online magazine Slate. Mark Jordan Ligon has this summary judgment.
Have we got a holiday movie for you? Julia Roberts is a blood-sucking creature that wraps her victims up before killing them. No, Miss Roberts isn't finally playing a vampire or a serial killer. She's the voice of Charlotte, the talking spider, in the live-action CGI hybrid adaptation of E.B. White's classic 1952 tale, Charlotte's Web. Dakota Fanning leads the human cast, and everyone from Robert Redford to John Cleese provide some of the voices to the talking barnyard animals.
Charlotte, what does a song pig do?
This isn't for what you do, it's for what you are. Some pigs might smile a bit.
The critics are split on Charlotte's Web. The Hollywood Reporter raves a beautifully rendered motion picture that's full of warmth, wit, and wonder, but Variety begs to differ, complaining the direction consists of button pushing and the mechanics are palpable at every step, and the New York Times gives the faint praise of may not be perfect, but it honors its source. Too bad my 7-year-old didn't read the reviews because she's already in line. Next up, Will Smith stars in the wide-release drama The Pursuit of Happiness. Smith plays a man with a 5-year-old son, played by Smith's real-life offspring Jaden, who must suddenly deal with being homeless. Tandy Newton also stars.
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. Not even me. All right? You got a dream, you got to protect it.
Many critics commend the performances, while others complain that it's just too grim. The Christian Science Monitor calls it a male weepy engineered for the whole family. USA Today finds The Pursuit of Happiness heartfelt and compelling, but Newsweek warns of a long, grim, and painful journey, and The Wall Street Journal dismisses it as manipulative and repetitive. Our final wide release is the fantasy adventure Aragon. Based on the best-selling novel, a young farm boy learns of his true destiny. No, not once again to clean out the stables, but to ride a magical dragon and fight an evil empire. Jeremy Irons and Robert Carlyle star.
My story was about you, Aragon. It is your fate to be a dragon rider. The Varden need a rider if they are to defeat Durza and the king.
I didn't ask for any of this.
But you were chosen, nevertheless.
Fantasy fans may enjoy it, but the nation's critics pretty much dismiss it as Lord of the Rings light. The Chicago Tribune embraces its inner nerd and confesses, Aragon is a bit cheesy, but I rather liked it. But the Washington Post snarls, too bad the acting is so lame, the story is so derivative, and the thing is so long. And the Atlanta Journal-Constitution thinks even fools for fantasy movies may find the foolishness of Aragon tough going. Yeah, go ahead, call it foolish. Wish I had a flying dragon. Have you been to the malls this week? On a flying dragon, you'd be able to swoop down the instant a parking space becomes available. I'd like to see that mean lady in the Hummer steal that space from me now. I know you saw me there with my blinker on. Okay, what happens in the mall parking lot stays in the mall parking lot. Let it go. Think nice holiday thoughts. Grandma's house, candy canes, eggnog, torching that Hummer with my fire-breathing dragon. Oh, no, wait, that's...
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm.